It's now time for our UHealth special guest. Today we've got Dr. Heidi Allspach, PhD. She's assistant professor for family medicine and community health, as well as the director of behavioral medicine. So welcome to the show, doctor. Okay, Wanda, you're the miracle worker. Hello, doctor. Okay, I'm going to keep talking while we wait for Wanda to get the two wires connected and we get the doctor on. This is a great segment. We're going to talk about reducing your stress, and Lord knows we all need to reduce our stress, especially while we're on the highway. So the person that cuts you off, just let it go, and just let it go. Reduce your stress. Everything will be okay. We're going to talk with Dr. Allspach about how she helps people in the pre-op ward relax when they're facing is she on the line? Hello? Wanda, hello? Can you hear her, Wanda? Hello, doctor.
All right, hang on. Let me figure this one out.
Okay, thank you, Wanda. Connect the wires, please. I can only tap dance for so long. Okay, so Dr. Allspach, please hold and stay mellow on the line while we bring you aboard. Wanda's really getting uptight. We've got two people trying to solve the problem. The tension in the office is palatable. Larry has now joined the fray as Larry and Wanda try to bring the doctor on, and we could talk about being relaxed as they build their stress level higher and higher, and I think that we have solved the problem. Doctor!
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
There you are.
Larry, high five to you. Now go on vacation. Get out of here.
I didn't mean to cause more stress here.
Oh, we know how to deal with stress. We were altering our focus while they were remaining calm in the other room.
Okay.
So, hey, welcome to the show, Doc. I really appreciate your good sense of humor.
Thank you.
Listen, staying mellow is something we talk about all the time. We love to talk about mindfulness with people like Ashwin Mehta from your team.
Yes.
And so how can you help us learn a couple of new tricks to calm down? Because we got people there white-knuckled, heading north on 995, trying to get to the Dolphin game. And I'll replay this while that's being me in about 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, so, you know, what we teach our patients here at University of Miami in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health, what we teach our patient is that while we can't control our first reactions to things, so someone cuts you off on 95 or as you said, the traffic is really bad, we can control how long we hang on to those feelings, okay? And we do that by focusing on our thoughts, because thoughts create feelings, and feelings in turn affect behavior. So if we work at the level of our thoughts, we can feel more mellow, as you said, and then control our reactions to things.
Oh, this is what I do. I just try to relax and say, let it go. I'm not going to make them move any. Well, I try to, but I'm not going to make them move any faster. So I should just kick back. And the other thing is to leave yourself a little extra time, because sometimes the roads can be somewhat unpredictable.
Exactly. So to predict and plan. So we see patients over here in at Jefferson Reeves, which is our family medicine center.
Uh-huh.
And we teach them about cognitive behavioral therapy and strategies. And you know, we have kind of two parts of our mind, Jim. We have one part that's centered on fear and negativity, and then we have this other part that's very wise and balanced and rational. And when we're in the part of our mind that is very fear-based and reactive, we always feel bad. So we feel, you know, when we're thinking about the future, you know, what if I don't make it to work on time? You know, what if my boss fires me? What if, you know, what if I get this horrible illness? Or what if I don't get better from this illness? Those kinds of thoughts obviously create anxiety.
Oh, my God. Right? Getting rid of negative energy is the number one thing. I found that the most difficult thing to fight, but the most effective battle to fight, is negative self-talk.
Ah, there you go. See, you know the lingo.
I try.
I'm impressed. Yes, and negative self-talk is very loud. I think of it like a monkey that just sort of jumps up and down and screams at us, you know. And it likes taking us to the past, too, in the would-haves and the could-haves and the should-haves. And, you know, if only I'd done this or if I could have done that.
Oh, it eats me alive.
Thoughts create feelings. So when we're thinking about the past, we feel depressed, guilty, ashamed, etc. So the key is to, as you said a little while ago, acceptance and letting go is huge. And really focusing on, okay, what can I control right now? We're under this illusion, Jim, that basically we can control everything, but truly, and I don't mean to scare the listeners or anything, but really the only thing we can control is right between our ears.
Oh, well done, Doc, 100%. Oh, I agree totally. And, you know, I just try to stay and live in the present and deal with what I can deal with. I mean, hey, perfect laboratory example when I was trying to get you on the line there. How'd I do, by the way?
I think you did pretty well. You made a joke out of it. Humor is so wonderful. And when we can laugh, and it just lightens everything up. You know?
I try to build relationships with a happy place like you were talking about.
That's good.
What's another useful strategy that people can employ in their daily stressful lives?
Well, so in addition to really getting in touch with that part of our mind, you know, again, we might not be able to control that first reaction, but then to say to ourselves, okay, what can I tell myself that will make me feel less anxious right now, less stressed, less depressed, whatever it is. In addition to that, you know, what Dr. Mehta have spoken to you about mindfulness, there's a lot of different ways to bring ourselves into the present. And one of them is just to simply be very still and quiet and become aware of everything we see, everything we hear, everything we feel, everything we taste, and everything we smell. And just do that for even 30 seconds three times a day, and that's really powerful. You know, I see patients with Dr. Tom Salerno and Dr. Kenneth Stahl in the Department of Surgery after surgery, and these patients, you know, are terrified. They just had major heart surgery, and this technique of really bringing them into the moment and just having them just kind of just be in the present really, really grounds them. I think I'm a psychologist, but I think it's really good to lose your mind.
Oh, that's too funny. Right? Or lose yourself in your mindlessness, maybe.
Yeah, you know, totally lose yourself in your mind. And that's why little kids are so happy, because they don't think about the future or the past. They're just in the moment. And they get angry and they get sad and they get scared. But you know what? They bounce right back to happiness. And we used to be like that. Remember when summer used to last forever?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I remember when I thought my wine was the most powerful thing in the world.
Yeah, you know, and basically, as we grow up, we spend more time in the future and the past. And so anything we can do to bring ourselves in the moment, breathing from our diaphragm or from our, like we call it, belly breathing, is excellent. As we grow up, not only do we forget how to stay in the moment, but we also forget how to breathe.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here doing it now. I hope I don't fall asleep on you in the middle of the segment, but I am calming down somewhat, which is somewhat non-productive for entertaining radio, but for this case, I'll do it.
So you're belly breathing right now, eh?
Indeed.
There you go.
Most certainly.
Yeah. So the best way we instruct patients, to put one hand on their chest and one hand on their stomach, and to really focus on their lower hand, on their stomach, and really try to get that hand to move more. And we always give our patients homework, you know, to practice changing thoughts, to change feelings, and to practice being in the moment with the little mindfulness or awareness exercise, and also to practice diaphragmatic or belly breathing three times a day, usually five deep breaths, you know, in the morning and at night, at noon and at night. And this conscious attention to doing stuff for ourselves rather than getting caught up in the craziness of the day and overdoing, you know, we become human beings instead of human doings. Right?
Oh, my gosh. I think I feel like I'm codependent to the entire world some days.
Yes. And we all do. We all do. That's normal.
Thank you, doctor. Makes me feel better.
We live in a world which, you know, especially, you know, our country, we are a very high-powered country, and we are a bunch of overachievers and competitive and sort of society pushes us to achieve more and do more and you know, have more, and that's a huge burden.
Well, doctor, we've got about a minute left.
Yes.
Two things. How do people find you, and the best takeaway you can give them?
Well, they can find me through the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health, And the best takeaway is just to stop once in a while. Just stop. Put it in your schedule to have, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of time a day when you can just practice some of these techniques and just until you can integrate them throughout the day. But just to stop and
smell the roses.
Take care of oneself.
Oh my gosh.
Be a little kid again.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, I can't wait to be a little kid. I'm going to head up to the Dolphin game.
Great.
I'm going to use your breathing techniques as I'm trying to make sure that I can't help my situation. So I'm just going to deal with it. I left enough time. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, doctor. I can't wait. I'm going to get you and Ashwin on and we can have dueling mellowness.
That would be very cool.
Okay. Well, we'll work with him and we'll work with you and we'll work with the you to do that. Thank you so much for joining us, doctor.
Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.